Now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Wednesday the 27th of May. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar. The general synopsis at 1800, high rockall 1031, expected 40s 1030 by 1800 Wednesday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, north at Cira, northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 3 later in North Viking. Showers, good. South at Cira, northwesterly 4 to 6, showers, good. 40s, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Fisher, north or northwest 4 to 6. Fair, good. German Bight, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Fair, good. Humber, Thames, east or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fog patches later in Portland, good, becoming moderate to very poor later in Portland. Plymouth, Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5 for a time in North Plymouth. Thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Trafalgar, easterly 6 to gale 8 at first in far southeast, otherwise cyclonic 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Fitzroy, Sole, variable becoming south or southwest 2 to 4, thundery showers, fog banks, moderate to very poor, occasionally good. Lundy, Fastnet, east or northeast 4 to 6, veering south or southeast 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery later, fog banks later, good, becoming moderate to very poor later. Irish Sea, north or northeast veering east 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Shannon, east or southeast 3 to 5, fog patches developing in south, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in south. Rockall, Malin, east or northeast veering southeast later 3 to 5, fair, good. Hebrides, South Bailey, variable becoming easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, fair, good. North Bailey, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, west 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south or southeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. The weather reports from coastal stations for 2300, Tyree Automatic, north by east 4, 11 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Stornoway, north by east 2, 14 miles, 1031, rising slowly. Lerwick, west by north 4, 8 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, northwest 1, 4 miles, rising slowly. Aberdeen, east by north 1, 13 miles, 1031, now falling. Lucas, east by north 3, 11 miles, 1031, rising slowly. Boomer, east northeast 1, 9 miles, 1031, rising slowly. Bridlington, north-northeast 3, 1029, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east 2, 5 miles, 1024. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east-northeast 2, 11 miles, 1024. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, 1024, rising slowly. Jersey, East 3, 15 miles, 1023 steady. Channel, like vessel automatic, east northeast 3, 1023. Silly automatic, northeast 3, 9 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Milford Haven, northeast by north 2, 22 miles, 1024, steady. Aberporth, west 2, 16 miles, 1025, now rising. Valley, north 3, 15 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, 1, 6 miles, 1026, rising more slowly. Valencia, southwest by west 1, 16 miles, 1023, falling more slowly. Ronald's Way, north-northwest 2, 19 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Malin Head, northeast 2, 8 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, west by south 3, 9 miles, 1028, steady. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday. The general situation, high pressure will maintain mainly light or moderate breezes and fair weather for most areas. However, thundery showers and fog will spread into the southwest through Wednesday as the high drifts east over the North Sea. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, variable becoming east or southeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, east veering southeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northeast veering east 3 to 5, showers at first, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, showers at first, good. Northumberland to Selsey-Bille, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, good. Selsey-Bille to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, becoming east 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable 2 to 4, becoming east 4 to 6 for a time. Fog patches later in west, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in west. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north and later also elsewhere. Thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south and later also elsewhere. Thundery showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Isle of Man, north or northwest 3 or 4, veering east or northeast 4 or 5, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, north or northeast, veering east or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers later, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, east or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, easterly or northeasterly, veering southeasterly later 2 to 4. Fair. Good. Shetland Isles, west or northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then south or southwest 2 to 4 later. Fair. Good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And with the time coming up to 1 o'clock, it's time for us to clear off and hand you over to the BBC World Service until Radio 4 returns at 5 a.m. when Vigialis will be in this chair. Among the highlights tomorrow, a new series of The Law Show at 3 o'clock, a new series of The Artificial Human at 3:30, exploring the reality behind artificial intelligence. Alex Krotowski and Kevin Fong looking beyond the hype to tackle the questions AI can't answer, it says here. And at 8 o'clock, a new series of The Moral Maze, a special debate from the Hay Festival examining the morality of networks. All that to come tomorrow. Until then, this is Richard Evans heading off home, and on behalf of everyone here at Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a peaceful night. North Star, good night.
Welcome to the newsroom. I'm Charlotte Gallagher. As fighting between Hezbollah and Israel continues, we hear why the so-called ceasefire isn't working.
The ceasefire can be seen as a political agreement between the Lebanese government and Israel, whereas Hezbollah is rejecting this and not abiding by the instructions of the Lebanese government.
The latest on a possible peace deal between Iran and the US, 24 hours after Washington launched airstrikes against the country. The US gets ready to build a base on the moon.
We are building humanity's first outpost beyond Earth. Through Artemis we are going, and with Moon Base, we're going to stay.
As the nephew of the drug lord El Chapo is arrested, how much of a grip do the cartels still have on Mexico? And why one part of Canada is considering an independent future? All that to come in the next 30 minutes.
BBC News with Roisin Hasty. Lebanon says 31 people have been killed in strikes by Israeli forces as they expand their war against Hezbollah, despite a nominal ceasefire. The IDF has told residents of vast areas of southern Lebanon to leave amid reports soldiers are advancing past land they've occupied since the truce was agreed last month. These residents voice their fear.
People are very anxious. Every time a drone passes overhead, people get very nervous.
People are living in fear daily. People's lives are on hold. By just saying a few words on TV, Netanyahu causes everyone to panic and flee their homes. I don't know what's going to happen and how long we can live like this.
Isn't he already intensifying strikes on Lebanon? Aren't the strikes happening in Lebanon intensifying already? He's striking wherever he wants to, any location he wants.